You're listening to SBS News.
For many Australians, going to the dentist isn't fun. In fact, new research shows only 13% of Australians have visited the dentist in the past 12 months. A survey of 25,000 people conducted by the Australian Dental Association reveals some Australians are adopting questionable habits when it comes to their dental hygiene. The association's Dr. Michaela Canotti says 3 in 4 Australian adults aren't cleaning between their teeth on a regular basis.
So most commonly we think of flossing. As well, 1 in 5 adults only brush once per day. But interestingly, for those who said they only brush once per day, 30% of these people said it caused them pain. And then the next most common reason was actually that people thought it was bad for their teeth.
Dr. Roshan Abraham is a dentist in Sydney. He says most people don't understand the value of flossing.
There is sort of a pattern there in that there is a group of people who are like fastidious with their dental hygiene, and there is another that aren't that much fastidious. And they think that just brushing, you should keep them out of trouble. And even these days, I get people telling me, come and say, you know, doctor, I caught this hole in my tooth, but I brush every day. And I ask them, do you floss? Oh, no, I never use floss, but I clean in between my teeth with my toothbrush. And I'm like, you know, I can't get there. So that is a problem.
Dr. Abraham says people should also reduce their sugar intake to improve dental health.
Some people come into my practice with a bottle of Coke in their hand, you know, and I'm like, I'm terrified, I'm shocked, and I'm, yeah, that is exactly why you're here. So I try to talk them out of it, but I don't know if they stop. And you know, they know, some of them, they don't come back. Then you don't know if they stopped it or not.
Neglecting better dental habits can potentially cause negative flow-on effects in other areas, which Dr. Canotti says 2/3 of adults aren't aware of.
One of the, I guess, best known or most common that we often refer to is the impact that diabetes can have on the mouth. So people with type 2 diabetes that perhaps hasn't been detected or is not being controlled well at that point of time can actually increase someone's risk of developing severe gum disease, where what happens in the mouth is that the bone and the gums is lost from around the teeth, so they can actually become loose over time if the disease isn't treated.
Pingping Han is a post-research fellow at the University of Queensland School of Dentistry. She says gum disease is extremely common and easily preventable by brushing and flossing every day.
Basically, if you're brushing your teeth and then you find out your teeth are bleeding when you're brushing, that means you have, at least you have inflammation in your gum. We call that early disease called gingivitis. And no panicking when your teeth are bleeding. It's very common. It's like, in fact, affecting at least 90% of adults in the world. So everyone has gingivitis almost. If you leave it until it develops and your gum tissue will be gone eventually and you lose your tooth.
Dr. Canotti says there are several factors at play.
For example, when in talking about brushing, that people aren't aware that 2 times is the optimal amount of times per day to be brushing the teeth. And it may be that they don't have the access to talk to someone to provide them that information. And for some people who are accessing the dentist, you know, it's things at play such as, you know, COVID has prevented people, loss of jobs might have prevented someone, not living near a dental clinic, it might prevent someone. So there's a lot of factors that play typically that come together that affect people's ability to follow through on some of these recommendations.
In addition to missed appointments due to the pandemic, poorly funded and promoted dental schemes, long waiting lists for public dentistry, and rises in private health insurance could also be contributing to questionable dental habits. Senior lecturer in paediatric dentistry at Melbourne Dental School, Dr. Mihiri Silva, says a lot more needs to be done to provide more accessible dental care.
Certainly a lot more needs to be done because often there are multiple factors, you know, people who maybe don't speak English fluently may be recent arrivals. There might be sort of refugees and other sort of factors as well, financial factors and so on, that sort of multiple things that make it harder for those people to access care.
Dr. Silva says public dental services around the country provide resources and support for those who need it.
Depending on where you are, you know, your dentist might be able to offer a interpreter service. Certainly most public clinics are able to do that and hospitals are able to do that.
Dr. Rashaan Abraham also works at the Dhurri Aboriginal Medical Service in Campsie, Sydney. He says in New South Wales, the public dental services provides free dental services to children under the age of 18. But Dr. Rashaan says many people aren't aware that they could be eligible.
So all children, regardless of their parents' level of income, even if they are millionaires, they could come to a public clinic and get work done.
He also says if people have a valid concession card, they are eligible for free dental treatment in any public dental system in the state. The Australian Dental Association's Dr. Canotti says being properly informed is the key to changing bad habits.
So the Australian Dental Association has created a website. It's called teeth.org.au, and it's a one-stop shop platform that answers a lot of oral health questions. It's got content in written form, podcast, videos. Most recently, some videos uploaded in Auslan were included on the website. So really diverse range of resources that we continue to include. And then even at the moment, the ADA is working with a group of Indigenous dental professionals to try and get some additional resources off the ground for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.